We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Oh, what is going on, people? Robbie's over here. The music's a lot better. It is a Thursday. Robbie is in studio with us because Tobin is out for 2 days. I don't know what he's doing.
He's weddinging it.
Oh, that's right. He's got a wedding to go
to. By the way, wedding season.
That guy goes to more weddings.
Who gets married Easter weekend?
It's better than draft weekend.
Someone that wants a deal on a banquet hall.
You think?
Yeah, yeah.
It's also during Passover.
It is. You're right. I don't think that's affecting Tobin's wedding, Passover, for my take on things.
No.
All right, so here's just the lay of the land. One, I know the majority of the audience just punched something because they heard my voice instead of Tobin's, so I apologize for that. Two,
you're not alone.
The good thing is that Robbie's over here, so we'll get plenty of RTD situations. Three, I'm going to rely on these two and Grant behind the glass to update me on anything that's happened this morning because I've been consumed with meetings that I just got out of 10 minutes
really?
Ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you have no idea. Things are changing around here.
Huh.
some heads rolling?
No, we're just getting all new systems and ways to do things and all that stuff. Anywho, four. Dwayne Wade's awesome. Mm-hmm. Five, Rob Gronkowski's an idiot, which we already knew, but I still love him.
What do you expect? What,
how is he in a situation where he's bunting a baseball with the Lombardi Trophy?
We'll get to it. Six, I have no idea what the hell I was watching this morning with the Attorney General, but that's a show for a different station. Seven, I am already full after eating one onion ring and one fry. And
I got the order.
You got the order. Yeah, that was a bad choice. That was a bad choice by me. All right, let's jump into this. You know what? Before we do anything, before we even get into any shenanigans, let's just do headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So, Beast, I know this violates your rules of headlines because it happened last night or yesterday. It's already 1 o'clock.
I will be the judge of this.
He wasn't paying attention, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. We got to keep you updated. So remember, we were trying to play the game with the schedule. We didn't know everything just yet.
No,
we were guessing stuff.
I said yesterday, I think at some point I said this is unofficial because of that.
And we all thought this Redskins game was going to be Week 16, and week 6.
You.
Well, that was
you
that
did.
Was open to two.
Well, all I knew was that
there was
if you start off with three home games, right, or two home games, the next two or three. Have to also be home because you go 5 of 6 on the road.
Yeah, and
at the end of the game.
And the Dallas game ended up not being at Thanksgiving. Buffalo's playing Dallas.
Well, how did we get suckered into that? Because that was like from like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it's always been tradition. Every time the Dolphins are scheduled to travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys, which is once every 8 years, it's always on Thanksgiving. It's always been the case.
All right, so
going back to Leon Lett.
We will go over the schedule.
Yes.
We will go over the schedule, and unfortunately for Leroy, we're going to break it every game down. And Leroy's going to love every minute of it.
Question.
Yep.
I'm going to say the same thing I say about the Canes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't poo-poo our fun.
You don't even know who's playing the team.
It doesn't matter who's quarterback. It's going to be 60 to nothing.
This is schedule break. You shut up. This is going to be schedule breakdown 1A. Because we now know the appropriate times and places and all that
stuff. That was a rough draft yesterday.
Right, correct. First rough draft. All right. Go on with your headlines.
All right, Marlins are off today, thankfully. That's going to be bad, folks. But they're off today, so no stress. But you do have a trifecta of NBA playoff games today. Three game threes, not games three. But Sixers and Nets at 8 o'clock on TNT, then Sixers are 3.5-point favorites at the moment. I have that game. I had it at 3, but for now, it's gone up to 3.5. Denver at the Spurs tonight, 9 o'clock on NBA TV. Series is all tied, but the Spurs are 4.5-point favorites tonight at home in Game 3. And the nightcap, a series that all of a sudden got interesting when nobody expected it to be interesting. Warriors and Clippers tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Game 3, 10:30. The Warriors are 8.5-point favorites. That series surprisingly tied.
31-point deficit just diminished like
that.
In
the second quarter. I mean, in the third quarter.
And Boogie is out.
Of the series, who are you, like, most shocked? I'm not shocked the Clippers got.
But in Golden State and being down by 31 points in the second half?
How it happened, yes.
Okay.
But am I shocked that they won a game? No.
I'm shocked. I think many people are shocked Portland's up 2-0, even though they're at home.
That's what I'm most shocked about. But you have a couple of series that are being plagued by injury. And Paul George is hurt, okay? When you go to Detroit, Griffin is
not
hurt.
Not that matters that much. They'll probably still get swept.
Indiana,
obviously, not having Victor Oladipo. But you thought they would steal one last night. You must have been sans pants beast, that Celtics comeback in the fourth quarter.
I wasn't even watching. I don't even know what you're talking about. Glad the Bruins won.
But
Red Sox lost. That
you
sucked.
Know when these things happen? When games like that happen, you realize how good Kyrie is. Like, everybody listens to him, and you take it for granted. But then you watch last night's game. That boy, good.
Hey, all right, so that's the basketball.
Oh, and we got a 3-round mock draft ticket.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Now, here's my problem. And, you know, I didn't listen to the local hour today because I was listening to the press conference. But normally, like, they'll start out with, like, Marlins talk, which, as much as I think it's important as the sports leader in town to discuss all that is happening, it's just getting more and more apparent that this is going, I mean, we already knew this, but like now it's for reals.
But we didn't know it was going to be this bad.
For reals, this is going to be a really crappy Marlins season.
It's
going to
be an all-time historically bad baseball season.
I was thinking about this
season.
Coming in as like, oh, the Marlins lost again last night, and
they got shut out again.
Tonight, you know, it's our old friend Anibal Sanchez.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, wait, they're right.
Yeah, they're off today.
Off today. But tomorrow's our old friend Anibal Sanchez and Caleb Smith, and they could actually maybe win that game.
They're not going to score. Caleb Smith could pitch well, but they're not going to score any runs.
Right, so then
he
was
go
like,
seven, give up two
then
runs.
Then I was like, you know, like, do we even bring it up or not? And it's like,
well, our job isn't our job to inform the people.
Well, see, that's always been an argument in this market, right? Like, we always get the people that are like, well, if you talk Panthers, then everyone would love the Panthers. And I don't think that's true.
That's not true.
Right. And the Panthers as an organization, who are great to work with, like, they would think that, yes.
They send a lot of emails, apparently.
Yes. Well, I took myself off the list. I told you guys to do the same thing. I love you, Michael Lewis, but Jesus. Sorry, I meant to not say that. Anywho, it's like, I don't want the Marlins to be pissed at us, but on the other hand, like, it's not going well. And anything we talk about with the Marlins is just going to bring negative light to the Marlins.
I mean, we are on Spider Watch, officially. The 1899 Cleveland Spiders, they lost 134 games.
That was your tweet, wasn't it?
That wasn't me.
We found your burner.
No, that wasn't me.
Wait a minute.
And the guy said a lot of
things. It's funny that verbatim, the exact thing you said yesterday appeared on someone's tweet.
Okay, so.
And the shift happened.
So.
The shift. The infield shift.
Oh, I didn't.
That happened.
Oh, I was like, Robbie, whoa. You would have dumped you.
Yeah.
If you wanted.
Bro, I was reaching for the button. All right. So Tobin, who is a Twitter sleuth. Remember, he's the one that outed Pat Riley's Twitter handle. Tobin, who's a Twitter sleuth, found your burner account on Twitter because you're, quote unquote, air quotes, off Twitter. You're on it because we found a burner account. That
wasn't me.
Listen, you can deny. This is you. Now, you're going by the name with Red Garcia. And you've uploaded some fake picture with a hot girlfriend. Whatever. Okay?
Throw the scent off the hot girlfriend.
But here's the tweet. Here's the tweet by Robbie's burner account, who he claims it's not him. But listen to this tweet. It's definitely him. The Cleveland Spiders went 20-134 in 1899. This Marlins team is trying to beat that. SMH, stop the shift, which he brings up every day. One hit every night. The Marlins were supposed to be bad, but not this bad. That is Robbie talking.
I would never say SMH. That's too new school.
Well, you threw that in there because you didn't want people to think it was your burner.
Throw the scent off.
Throw them off the scent. Red Garcia, it's your account. Now, if it's not, you're feeding him info to tweet on your behalf, or it's just your spirit dude. But one way or the other, you are connected to this account because no one else knows about the damn Cleveland Spiders from 1899.
You want to go to the 62 Mets, a more modern example, the expansion Mets. They lost like 120-plus games. Very, very doable for this Marlins team. I don't even know if they – I'm not even – I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get to 10 wins for the season.
How can I trust you when you keep telling me the Canes are going to lose to the Gators 60-0?
Look, our job is to inform the people. And when there's gloom and doom on the horizon, we got to let the people know so that people can get bunkered up and prepared for the nastiness that's about to come.
Bunkered up.
It's going to be rough.
You feel like you're informing the people.
I'm informing the people. It's going to be an all-time historic bad season. The Orioles lost like 115 games last year. That's nothing.
You went from the Canes to...
You're all over the place, bro.
The Canes to the Marlins.
You gotta.
Look, 4-158 is not out of the question.
Oh my!
They're gonna be underdogs in every single game the rest of the year.
Did you just say 4-158?
So you know what?
I swear.
You know what Curtis and Perk are doing, right?
They're betting 100 on the Marlins.
They're betting 100 on the Marlins.
If the Marlins only win four games, is LeBert still exist? The Mail Strip Club. If the Marlins only win four games, I will go to amateur night at LeBert's and shake what my mama gave me, which is very little. Wow. Literally and figuratively.
Dude.
Please win a game.
Please.
Those poor women.
Please. I have to cheer.
I'm just thinking about the scene from Mr. Mom when they drag Michael Keaton to the Mail Strip Club. Anyways, what else we got in headlines? Anything else?
Oh, the three-round mock draft. You guys want
to
hear?
No. We'll get to that. We're up against it. So a couple of stories we're going to get into. One, we're going to go over the Dolphins' schedule again because we could go over it every day, and we're going to get Leroy involved. It's going to be great. Leroy's going to give his take. Leroy's going to break every game down. Leroy has brought binders of stuff with X's and O's and things I don't understand to break every game down. It's going to be unbelievable. That's why we have him here. And we also have the three-round mock draft, which is better than a two-round mock draft.
Oh.
So much better. 30% better? Is that right?
No.
It's just 2 days. Full 2 days.
But if it's three rounds instead of two, is that a 30%?
Out of seven, 50%?
Out of seven.
No. No, so before we had a two-round mock draft. Now we have a three-round mock draft.
But it's two out of seven. It's three out of seven.
You're not paying attention,
Matt. It's 33% better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grant. He understands. You don't. Michigan.
If you're batting 2-for-7, that's like .286.
I studied math at Michigan.
Again, two rounds out of seven.
I'm not talking about the four rounds because we haven't had a seven-round mock draft.
Oh, can't wait for that.
We've only had a two-round mock draft.
Okay.
Now we've expanded to three. We've added one round to the two.
But and I think they did the compensatory rounds, which is the third round's a little bit bigger.
We have compensatory?
Yeah, compensatory picks.
This is going to be it's like Christmas and
do the Dolphins get any?
Not this year. They get a bunch now. They get some next year.
And also we have Gronk deciding to actually use the Lombardi Trophy to bunt with and put a baseball sign.
I have a question.
In the Lombardi Trophy.
I have a question.
So Gronk.
If you know somebody's a pyro.
So Gronk.
Do you give him a box of matches?
No. He can't be. He literally can't be trusted with anything.
Everybody knows that.
Well, at some point, Robbie, just... someone send me the video that I'll tweet it out if you haven't seen it yet. Gronk is a national treasure, kind of like Robbie. All right, on the other side, we get to the three-round draft, we get to the Dolphins schedule, and so much more after this on The Ticket.
Off with your head. Dance till you're dead.
Back here on The Ticket, Tobin out at another wedding. This guy goes to more weddings than the Wedding Crashers.
He might as well be Uncle Ned's kids.
Without a point. Listen, if you're gonna want to read the liners, you need to be here on time. First one's up. Go ahead, buddy.
Who are the Dolphins gonna take in this year's draft? Hear it here on The Ticket. Thursday night, April 25th, beginning at 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting from Dolphins headquarters in Davie, from Hard Rock Stadium, and at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, where you're invited to hang with us. We'll have all the picks and in-depth coverage of the Dolphins pick. Presented by Northern Tool and Equipment, visit northerntool.com for locations. Presented by 4 Wheel Parts, check them out at 4WP.com. and by Dave & Buster's Eat, Drink, Play, Watch, and by 954cool.com, keeping Broward cool. The football draft coming to the ticket, a radio.com sports station.
They can't say NFL draft on the liner? They say the football draft?
I don't know.
I guess. He knows why I
know. No, Robbie and I, yeah. As soon as you got to a certain line, Robbie and I looked at each other like, oh, no. He's going to kill us.
Hey, look. Look, here. I'm going to put it like this.
Yeah.
These people have a vested interest in these lines.
Correct.
So I'm not going to mess with them.
It's a good play it safe.
It's a good business decision by you.
But if you're reading the liner, then I could come.
You would add a little something.
Yeah.
By the way, which location will you be at if you know yet?
Oh, I'm gonna be at a Dolphins headquarters.
So here's
me and Greg Likens, and actually I like even last year, like it, but they know their stuff when it comes to the draft. Greg Likens is very informed.
He's a professional.
And last year from that location, even though there was a bad questions asked by the host you were with at the time, Minka Fitzpatrick joined you, right?
Yes. So we'll get the first pick.
On the air.
On air. Probably 20 minutes after he gets drafted. So it's always cool. And plus this year we might get a Michigan guy.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's
so
spicy.
I mean, I wanted to ask Minka a bunch of questions because, you know, I'm familiar with his coach.
Yeah.
But
what if it's Dwayne Haskins? How are you going to feel about interviewing Dwayne Haskins?
Oh, no. I always, for Buckeyes, I always got something about that. I always have something to say.
Now, are you going to do a little homework? You're going to call up to Michigan and see if you can get a little something, but, you know.
About what?
You know, if they draft a guy from Michigan, you have a little inside information.
Like, what do you mean, inside information?
I gave you some insight yesterday with the Michigan linebacker.
You know, maybe you can get something that Kuiper doesn't have, man.
I know this about Gary.
Yeah.
One of the things and one of the reasons why you hear that he can do more than you've actually seen him do is because, you know, in the NFL, they do more to exploit you than they do defensively. In college, like a lot of times in college, they just line you up and say, just go have at it. Whereas when you get to the NFL, if you have a lot of versatility, they'll move you around. And so just because you haven't seen him perform or do some of the things that you think he may be able to do doesn't mean that he can't. That being said, you know, man. Like, I would like to see him get drafted, but I don't know, man. Like, that defense was supposed to be, you know, they were, like, top. They've been top five in
that last game
top
happened.
Five in the country for the last 3 years. And then that 62 burger happened. So what do you think? Well, is it a schematic thing? Is it a – I don't know. So, I like and most – I will tell you this, from what I know about Belichick and people that have come from his organization, right? The one thing they all love, and this is even when I played, okay? I was a fullback, but if you ask what I did a lot of different things. And they love versatility because one of Bill's sayings was, is that if I can get you to play rush in and I can get you to play outside linebacker, I basically have two players in one. So if I have five or six of those players instead of 46 guys, I have 70 or 60 guys dressed and they only have 46. So I have more things I can go to because I have more versatile players. So if, you know, Flores is like that and they're thinking like that, then going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, having a guy stand up versus hand in the dirt. If you have a guy that you can draft that can do a lot of those different things, you now have a roster that a team has to play, that prepare for, that's a lot bigger than the 46-man you dress.
And not to bring up another bad memory of yours, Leroy, because this Michigan team has a lot of stink on them from that Ohio State game, but
what are you doing?
Remember this draft class of Jake Long and Chad Henne and all those guys, they had that Appalachian State loss at stake on them. And then Henne was kind of, he's still playing, but he's more of a backup. And then Jake Long was the first pick of the draft.
Right.
Solid player, but then, you know, he got injured. Here's
what I'll say about the draft. Me and Robbie, this is the conversation me and Robbie were having for the draft. If every year you draft a guy that gives you 7 to 10 years, you're going to be a good football team. Okay? You don't necessarily need to have your first pick be a Hall of Famer. That's few and far between.
Well, So I stepped in the middle of that conversation, and the way you explained it to me was, if you had a Ryan Tannehill caliber player that played for you for 7 to 10 years, if you had a bunch of those.
Right.
Not necessarily at quarterback, but just on your team.
Right.
Good players. You know, not amazing, but good, you know, team players, blah, blah, blah. You're going to be better than not.
You're going to be better than a lot of teams that keep having fine positions. Now, give me a player on New England's team that anybody would be busting the door down to get.
Couple guys on defense,
the Raiders just signed to give him a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But are they household names?
No, the guy the Raiders signed, like the Patriots, like found him somewhere in like the seventh round or something.
Yeah. Right.
Turned him into a superstar tackle.
No.
And he got paid.
No. Well, but, I mean, Hightower, I think is
Hightower.
Is a
yes.
Big name.
That was he was a first rounder.
I mean, McCourty. Gilmore.
But think about
Gilmore was a reject from the Bills,
that's
and they turned him into
you understand what I'm saying,
right?
And my point is that
Who they would all take? Matthew Slater,
special teamer,
yeah. Right? But my point is that everybody's looking for the Tom Brady, and everybody's looking for the Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. And I'm just using that position as an example.
Wait, time out for 1 second.
What happened?
I'm not going to make Grant play the blah, 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 because I'll just do that myself. Sources are telling Jason Lock and Fora that Jeff Fisher is in line to coach the Houston team of the XFL. How the mighty have fallen.
He's not going to go 7-9.
They don't play 16 games.
If I have to see his mustached buttocks on the sideline of another football game, I don't care what.
Wait,
I don't care if it's a high school game.
Here you go. So you're saying you're going to watch the XFL?
Hey, it's going to be spring football.
Listen, I'm
no more AAF.
Just like the AAF, I'm going to tune in for the first week. I'm going to say that it sucks, and then I'm never going to tune in again. But then I'm going to watch Robbie gamble on it every week.
Oh, I can't wait till those XFL lines come out.
You think there'll be the XFL under train will hit?
Well, that's what happened with the AAF. Like the first 4 weeks of the season, it was an under train, and then now it's really an under train. It's gone under.
Right. Let's switch for a second. I do want to get into this, even though we talked about it yesterday, not really knowing what the hell we were talking about because we were going off of leaks. We have the Dolphins schedule. I don't want to go down and go win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. It's stupid.
By the way, Leroy, you would have lost your mind. Every single panel on ESPN was doing for all the teams yesterday. That's all they were doing.
Oh,
Browns,
2 hours.
Wins,
two
loss.
Hours.
Packers, wins, loss.
Now, Tobin is already set in stone on every social media platform there is as 3-13, which maybe. I'm looking at the schedule real quick in case you missed it, in case you're living in a cage. Here is the Dolphins schedule. September 8th, opening game versus the Ravens. September 15th, versus the Patriots. I'm already calling that a Dolphins win because the Patriots will lose down here. September 22nd at the Cowboys, not the Thanksgiving game we thought it was going to be, week 3 of the season, right? September 29th versus the Chargers. Then a bye week early in the season. Week 5. Leroy, does that matter?
Early? I'd rather...
You'd rather close to halfway, right?
They had a late bye last year.
I'd rather have it closer to week 7 or 8.
Yeah, like
week 5.
Ten,
right?
Around there.
Or 10. Even if you have it later, because that's usually when your guys are starting to get heavy legs, get banged up. Like, you're going to be fresh going into your bye week, so there's really nothing to... nothing to heal from.
Rehab. And
right,
get
right.
Better
or and just soreness. Like, you spend that whole week doing much of nothing, and you get rejuvenated. But when it happens that early, now that means you're going to play, they're going to go 12 straight weeks?
Yeah, 12 straight weeks.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's a long stretch. And a lot of those games.
Yeah,
are,
but at least.
I wonder if they do this because of hurricanes.
Ooh.
I mean, they didn't do it last year.
You know what? I hadn't thought about that.
Because, I mean, like, it's been a couple of times where they had to move games around.
Yeah, I had
to.
So, I wonder, give them the flexibility.
Look at where Carolina's bye week is. Look at where Tampa's bye week is.
That's an interesting. I hadn't thought about
that. If they moved it earlier in the year, then they can take one of those first two games and move it.
Right.
So, I mean, it would actually mean that they're thinking about it if all the teams like New Orleans, Houston, Carolina, Tampa.
Robbie's calculating as we speak.
Well, I'm trying to look. I'm looking at the first four opponents the Dolphins play. So far, none of them share a bye week with the Dolphins. So if there was a hurricane and had to move it to the same bye week like they did with Tampa that one
right,
year.
There's no mutual bye week.
So I guess no.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that would have made sense. All right. After the bye week, back home against the Redskins. Then on the road for two straight, Bills and the Steelers on Monday Night Football.
They're close enough. Do you think they stay up there for that week?
They're doing it in New York.
They're doing it with New York, but in Buffalo and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough. Northeast? Stay in the Northeast?
No.
Why not?
We did it. I did it once.
All right. Then home against the Gacor, right? We projected that one. That's week 9. And the Jets. November 10th on the road at the Colts. November 17th, home against the Bills. November 24th, at the Browns. And I want to get back to that in a second. December 1st. Home against the Eagles. Then two on the road. Jets and Giants are going to stay up there. 8th and 15th. December 22nd, home against the Bengals. December 29th. They finish in New England against the Patriots on December 29th. So
no Thursday night game.
No Thursday night game.
Did they cut the schedule in half or something?
I thought
Thursday night game. Yeah, I saw Thursday night game.
Them and the Bengals are the only two teams that are not playing on Thursday night. I don't know how they figured it out, but I guess the Dolphins caught a break. I thought it was an NFL rule that every team has to have a Thursday night game.
It used to be. They must not be doing it every week.
I was concerned, like, oh, no, does this mean the 500-mile rule is gone? But it's still there, but it's not for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I believe that they recently changed the rule to everybody doesn't have to play on Thursday, but everybody has to have one prime time game.
Oh, so that's the Monday night game against Pittsburgh. That's right. A token.
Exactly. Okay, that makes sense. Let's get back. You know, I did something weird this morning when I was kind of just genuflecting about the Dolphins schedule, and I was just looking down it, and I was like, I stopped at the Browns, and I said, you know, every time I used to go over schedules and see that helmet, I would just automatically go win, and I'd be like, and I'd almost chuckle, and this is the first year in like my lifetime where I've had to stop and go, no, they're competitive, like they've got something going on, more so than the Dolphins do, and what does that say about the state of the franchise? I kind of ran into that a little bit.
I mean, the Browns,
in my head.
The high-touted experts on when they were playing the game yesterday, they had the Browns at 11-5.
Which
when
this was last night on the schedule show, I think it was Lewis Riddick who had when he played the game.
Ooh, that's your boy.
And he had the Browns going 11-5.
I could see how he could get there.
4 primetime games, by the way, for the Browns.
I could see how he'd get there. Here's what you have to understand, right? The team that I think is going to struggle more than people think is Pittsburgh. I do think that whole attitude of Ben can do what he want, right? Because think about this. Everybody knows that Tom Brady could do whatever he wants.
All right, this comes from the text line.
But he doesn't. You see what I'm saying? That'll have a negative effect, I think, in the locker room. Cincinnati, how are they going to be? New coach,
and still have Andy Dalton. Who knows where they draft the quarterback?
Right. Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson.
It's
a wild card.
It's a wild card because at some point, he's going to have to throw. And the one thing that Cleveland has is they've always had a formidable defense.
This comes into the text line. 67974. It's brought to you by actionlawfirm.com. 24 of ESPN team reporters picked their teams to have a better record than Vegas does. 7 teams matched Vegas wins projections. 1 team picked them to win fewer. The Dolphins reporter, of course, I don't know where that text went.
I think he had them going 4-12.
Right. So Tobin had them 3-13. Dolphins reporter on ESPN had them 4-12. I have them like at 7-9.
We had a rough draft schedule.
Which, again, you don't want to be 7-9, not 8-8.
It doesn't.
They're going to try to win.
Question. question. If you draft somebody like the Dolphins have been drafted,
mm-hmm.
and the guy's out of the league in 2 years, or is just taking up a space on your roster, you know, you have a couple of players, you still don't know who they are. Does it matter when you pick? If you always pick the, like, if you're a crappy drafting team, does it matter who you pick? Like, everybody's all excited.
Well, I mean,
let's just tank for Tua. You're assuming
Tua's tankable.
That the Dolphins are going to pick him.
Yeah, remember Matt Barkley? That was a thing, tanking for Matt Barkley, and he ended up being like a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, I mean, the original was Suck for Luck. Who
Matt Leinart, surefire lock, number one pick. He won like 10th and was kind of...
Chris Whittingham started the Suck for Luck campaign. That was his...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he was. That was his burner.
Now,
unlike yours, Red Garcia, whatever the hell it is.
Not me.
We're going to take a break. On the other side, Robbie is... You know what? I'll use a Yiddish term.
By the way, people keep texting in that Buffalo has no primetime games. That is not true. They play on Thanksgiving.
Oh, they play. That's their Thursday.
Yeah,
game.
That's a Thursday. Game. They play the Cowboys.
Also, everyone's texting in that the Fat Manatee should stop hosting the show. All right, I'll leave. Anywho, I'm gonna go get my salad after I ate two fries and got full. After the break, we're gonna dive into the one round draft,
not the 2 round mock draft,
not the 2 round mock draft, but the 50% better. The Texans were letting me know, Grant, your math was off too. The 50% better, because if it's 2 rounds and then you add a round, that's 50%. The 50% better 3-round mock draft next. This song used to really annoy me as a rejoin song. I don't know why. Just did.
Because he played it a lot?
Yeah. It was like the go-to. It was like, oh, need a song.
Or we're only allowed to play like 10 songs now, so.
That'll all change. We're going to have our new system.
Oh, really?
All the music we want. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And eventually, when we move to the new building, like if we want a rejoin song that uses Poughkeepsie, we'll be able to grab that song and use it here. It'll be great. I don't even think we have stages in Poughkeepsie, but if we did, we have stations in Scranton, like The Office.
Oh.
I mean, if we want something from KRZ.
Can we get Scrantonicity too? You wouldn't get that joke. You don't watch The Office.
No.
Grant might get that.
It's on my list of things to do, though, to watch The Office. Now, my son, though, at 11 years old, wanted to start Friends from the beginning. So that's what we're doing now is we're binging Friends. So much of it not in his appropriate net level, because the whole show is about sex, basically. And I don't have a problem with it. Like, I'm cool. Like, I have no problem.
More sex.
Yeah. I mean, you know the perv that I am. I mean, it's like, I want sex. Yeah, it's more in our house. But, you know, my wife's sitting next to me cringing. You know, they said menage a trois. He doesn't know what that means. What are we going to do? I don't know. He'll figure it out. He'll Google it. He'll figure it out. Won't be able to spell it, but he'll figure it out.
Well, Google will correct him, you know. Did you mean this?
Actually, knowing my son, who has gotten an A+ in Hebrew for 6 straight years, he'll probably translate that to Hebrew and then figure out what it means. In any event, Robbie.
Anywho.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? No. See, now we're short on time because Leroy was getting coffee and I was getting my salad.
No, but here's the problem.
No, you are in the conference room yabbing.
No. I'm going to be honest with you.
You were gabbing.
Coffee machine was long line?
No.
No, there was no, no.
The French vanilla didn't work.
Yeah.
I told Myra the French vanilla comes out like water, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I saw that yesterday. Somebody was.
I got to send out a Miami team email. Our French vanilla doesn't work.
Man, we got some problems.
When struggle the struggle is real.
Listen.
Came out British vanilla.
First. Minus one. Freaking.
Robbie!
Jesus.
Oh, minus one.
I keep promising myself I'm not going to say the Lord's name. Even though it's not my Lord.
I hope I don't get on Deadspin.
You just can't.
You can't help yourself. As bad as my kiss from a rose yesterday. Ooh. Where I literally knew it was so bad I had to walk out of the studio.
That
was bad.
That was terrible.
It was crazy. Anyways, I don't want to get into the schedule yet because now
mock draft, three-round mock draft.
We're not getting to that yet.
No,
we're gonna hold it. We're gonna hold it. We're gonna let Leroy read to the next liner.
Oh, we got it. You guys want the local sports news sent right to your device? We can do that for you. Download the radio.com app. Make $7.90 a ticket, one of your favorite stations. Turn on your notifications and bam! All the local South Florida breaking news comes right to you. No fake news here. $7.90 a ticket is a radio.com sports station.
Like last night, the Dolphins schedule was basically out a good half an hour, 40 minutes before it was officially out. And I put it up, a little hesitation. I was like, you know, you're supposed to get multiple sources, whatever, but
let's 2019.
Let's take a chance. So I put it up. It was on Facebook. It was on the website. And I sent out a push notification. Everyone that was ticket people, they'd be in their cars. They get a little push notification. Boom, they pull over. Boom, schedule right there. How about that? That's what radio.com can do for you. Also,
now,
it can
play
commercials for 3 hours.
I have a question.
Just saying.
I have a question.
Yep.
What's the importance of having a schedule now?
I don't know why they do it before the draft. I don't know why they don't wait till after the draft. But
can I explain something to you?
Sure.
Here's what the NFL has always been great at.
Right.
We're going to keep our name in your brain.
Okay. But here's the thing why it's useless. Because for all these news outlets that are supposedly, like you said, I was able to get you the schedule a week early. Guess what? I can give you the schedule right after the last game of the season because you know who you're going to play.
You know the teams, just don't know when and where.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, like, are you really giving a whole bunch of information? You already know the 16 games.
Well, some games are different in September than they are in November.
No.
Wait. Listen, West
Coast.
Let
me ask you a question.
Teams traveling east.
What do you think the Dolphins' record is going to be?
I don't know. I mean, it's in the 7-9, 8-8, maybe 4-12.
Okay.
Maybe for the Dolphins, it might not make a difference.
So if that's where you are, does it matter?
If you're the Dolphins, no, it doesn't matter. But if you're like somebody
here's
like Tennessee.
All you need to know. The only thing, when I looked at the schedule, the only thing that I raised my eyebrows just a little.
Yeah.
You start off the year playing 4 out of 5 at home, and you finish the season 5 of 6 on the road. 5 of 6 games in November, December on the road. Yikes.
There's also the logistical aspect of it, whereas in fans want to possibly plan their life. So you think about traveling, you think about getting married, you think about doing all those things, schedule comes out, whatever.
Wait a minute.
Yesterday.
Your wedding is planned
on a bye week
before now.
No, you got time. You can't get married. If you're going to get married in football season, it can't be, you know, in the middle of a week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be a bye week.
Why the bye week's important.
Here,
all local.
Tell me if this is accurate.
If you get married,
we're all men, right? Two of us, Grant, you married? Two of us?
No, a longtime girlfriend, though.
Two of us have been married.
Afraid to pony up, huh?
And here's the thing.
Yep.
If you're even planning a wedding during football season,
it
doesn't matter.
Kick rocks.
It doesn't matter. But that's what I'm saying.
Billy
if you plan a wedding during football season, you don't care about the schedule.
By the way, there's also buying season tickets, the promotional plans, the marketing. There's a lot that goes into
there's
it.
Sure, I believe all that. But guess what? At the end of last year, we were already saying, ooh, this is usually when the Dolphins go to Dallas. Because we already knew they were playing Dallas. We already knew they were playing the NFC East.
Thanksgiving, we all thought for
you
sure.
You already know, based on where what your record is in your division, determines
the other two games, yeah.
Right. So, come on.
And I think those of you that are planning a 2-for-1 weekend, the Canes go to Pittsburgh that Saturday, then the Dolphins are in Pittsburgh that Monday night, so you can do a 2-for-1.
Stop being so dramatic.
All right, now we're going to take a break. On the other side, we'll do a quick headlines, anything just major. And then we will dive into the one, not the two. Count 3 rounds of mock draft. Robbie is, as the Mad Dog used to say, his toes are tingling. He used to say some other things too, but we can no longer say them because of the FCC. But basically, nothing is lower than that than bleeps on a snake. Can't say that anymore.
Really?
Because he would say the T word instead of the boobies word.
Yeah.
I guess to say nothing is lower than that than boobies on a snake, which would make sense. Although I don't think snakes do have boobies, do they? Do snakes?
No, you
young?
Ever see? Hey, you ever heard a snake say, "Hey, Greg, I have nipples. Could you milk me?"
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.